Hello, my name is Milton Jones. I want to thank you for joining us here at Fresh Steps for You, where our goal each time is to feed you with knowledge and understanding so that you can order your steps according to the Word of God and live your best life yet. Now, last time we were talking about how God had placed the man in the garden and he gave that man clear-cut instructions, our purpose. This is what you're here to do. And he also gave him guidelines or command what he's not supposed to do. Why? Because God wants you to live your best life yet, and that's the whole purpose why we're doing these podcasts, so we can lay out for you what are God's guidelines and why is it like that in the first place. And he wanted us to go all the way to back to the very beginning. It says that was my original intent then, and that's my intent for your life now. Now, how do you know? Remember, it says that God made Adam and his own image and after his own likeness. How do you know that God wanted Adam to operate on earth just like it is in heaven? Well, turn with me over to Genesis chapter 2, verse 19. Let's find out. See, God wanted Adam to operate on earth just like it is in heaven. So how do you know? The verse 19 says this. It says, out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air, and he brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. Who would call them? God? No. He brought them to Adam to see what Adam would call them. Why? Because remember, he'd already given Adam authority over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. See, once God said it, he's in covenant with the man, and God cannot violate his word. People says, well, God will violate his word for me because he loves me. God loves you, true, but he won't violate his word in order to do that. Why? Because in violating his word, it would make him unrighteous, and the adversary would be able to legally accuse him. So God formed animals, and he brought the animals to Adam to see what Adam would name them. Now, how would Adam have all this wisdom and all this knowledge to be able to name all the animals? You got to understand, at that time, he had the mind of Christ. He had the Spirit of God on the inside of him. He operated just like God. So his knowledge and his information was limitless. It says, and whatever Adam called each living creature, that was the name. So Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable for him. Now, think about this. You got the mind of God. You got the mind of Christ, and you are thinking far beyond your five physical senses or what somebody put in a textbook. And God himself is bringing these animals to you, and whatever you called them, that's what the name of them would be. Man, I don't know about you, but that's some awesome stuff. You said, but that was back then. You can't do that now. Oh, yes, you can. And as we continue to go on, you're going to find out all about it, how to operate according to the kingdom of God in your everyday life. Man. My name is Milton Jones. I want to thank you for joining us here at Fresh Steps for You. We'll see you next time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.